Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope you have a great one. And I hope that this one rare week when things tend to be pretty quiet offers you some space to think. To honor the occasion, I'm replaying episodes about things to consider doing less of in the year ahead. And be sure to look for the trailer for my new podcast, Finding the Throughline, which is now available under the trailer heading right here in this same feed. I'm really excited about how the trailer came out. I hope you'll give it a listen. And now, on with the show. What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by taking one small step a day? And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hi, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host, and I'm the author of the book, How to Be a Better Person. In honor of the year we just had, and the year before it, and how grueling they have both been in terms of stress and uncertainty and decision-making, I want to approach this New Year's season a little differently. For the new year, instead of reflecting and setting goals, both of which are great to do, and if you love doing them, good for you, do not let me stop you, let's undo and make way for a more nuanced and personal path to emerge. I've also got a co-host for this week, my good friend Terry Trespicio, whom I've known for close to 2 decades, and who is the author of the brand new book, Unfollow Your Passion. Terry is my go-to source for advice that flies in the face of conventional wisdom, and she's not just my source for this. Her TED Talk, also called Unfollow Your Passion, has over 7 million views. Each day this week, Terry has come on to talk with us about one idea from her amazing book that I've curated into 5 anti-resolutions. Choose one or choose them all as a focus for your year ahead. Any of them will help you create some more space in your head and your heart for cool, unexpected, new things to develop. Today's anti-resolution is probably the most important of them all. I should have maybe run it on Monday, but for whatever reason, my episodes that drop on Fridays tend to get the most downloads, so here it is. It's unfix yourself. That might seem like a mixed message, especially coming from a podcast called How to Be a Better Person. Just to be clear, I don't want you to be a different person. I just want to help you be that version of yourself that you know is in there and that can get overlooked when we're busy or stressed or distracted. It's not fixing we're after here. It's remembering. And it's growing. Let's bring Terry on to talk about why this is such an important distinction. Listen in especially for when she explains what the true definition of fixing is and why it often has the result of making you feel stuck. So Terry, most of us, when we approach New Year's resolutions, which today is New Year's Eve, so something that's on most people's minds.
Yep.
We're trying to fix something about ourselves. We want to lose weight. We want to work out more. We got some kind of problem that we're looking to solve. And there's a peril in thinking that way. But can you talk about what that is? Because it's such a common way of thinking that, you know, maybe people might have a hard time seeing why that's a problem.
It's a problem for the, you know, thinking we have to fix ourselves is a problem for the same reason thinking we should be nice is a problem, because the world with its limits and heavy rules for people, especially women, we're told that we have always got work to do to make ourselves better and worthy. And that's from a world that has something to sell us, lots of things to sell us to make ourselves better. Now, granted, Kate, you and I are part of that world. We are writing things and sharing things that we hope are resources for people to think differently about their lives. But there's a difference between handing someone a resource and telling them they need to be fixed. This is look, and this is coming from me, someone who technically has just published a self-help book. But
oh, please, I have a podcast called How to Be a Better Person.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that intention, though, I don't think. I want people to question what it means to be fixed. Fixing is what you do to, well, I just went to open my refrigerator the other night and the whole handle came off. That needs to be fixed. And you know what that means? Fix means to fasten or secure in place. That door handle can't be flopping around like a fish. I need to be able to open the door easily. That can be fixed. But the idea that we need to be fastened in place to be secure is not true. We talked about it with plans and unplanning and realizing that we can't control what happens. It's the same with this. We are not totally in control of what happens in the world, but we are in control of ourselves and our behavior. And we are not a refrigerator door. We do not need to be fixed in place. In fact, what do we talk about a lot when we think about personal growth? Growth mindset versus what? Say it again. Fixed mindset. To be fixed is to be rigid. It's one kind of secure, but it's not the only kind of secure. So what I say is, what if the answer wasn't to be fixed, but to do the opposite, to unfix? And by that, I don't mean be messy and be crazy and don't care. I mean literally loosening up the mooring a little bit so that we could actually flow. So that rather than be flaw focused, we were focused on where to find momentum, where to get moving. Because how funny is it when you hear from so many people that they feel stuck? That's what fixed is. So if you want to be unstuck, you're going to have to unfix as well. And as you know, this very fancy psychology term, right? The reticular activating system, which is the part of your brain and your brainstem that filters incoming information so that you know how to behave, right? That's important. That's why the mother of a newborn, you know, you could land a plane on her house and she probably won't wake up. But as soon as that baby makes a noise, she's up like a shot. That's the reticular activating system. But we can also train it. If you're looking for flaws for yourself, you'll never run out of flaws. You will never run out of things you think are wrong. Is that what you want to spend your life paying attention to? Because you'll end up navel gazing and you'll end up standing still and then wondering why you haven't gotten anywhere. So trust from someone who was always an anxious kid, that actually to let go and to find a little flow may bring you to far better places and bring you to a far better sense of self than fixing anything could ever do.
I'll be right back with your tiny assignment right after this quick break.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I really had not thought before about how the definition of fix is to put something in place or make it unmovable, like a fixed point in math. No wonder trying to fix yourself or another person can so often make you feel stuck. You may think those efforts to fix aren't working, but according to the true definition, maybe they are. Your tiny assignment is to write down that running list you likely have in your head of things you want to fix about yourself or your life. And then right next to them, write down some exciting possibilities that are related to those fixables that you could focus on instead. I think of this in terms of goals versus aims. Goals are very specific and typically address a problem. Aims are more general. They are more about the direction than the destination. For example, a goal might be to lose 10 pounds, but an aim is more general, like feeling good in your body, or getting more comfortable cooking healthy foods, or finding ways to move that feel like fun. Can you see the possibilities in the many ways you could go about getting more comfortable cooking healthy foods, for example? You could take a class. You could ask friends for their favorite recipes. You can invite someone over to dinner so that you have to cook for them, etc. Remember, to fix means to set in place, and setting a specific goal is like pinning a butterfly to a bulletin board. Instead, think about all those cool bushes that butterfly could visit. Those are your aims.
How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.